Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9, HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. A new poll of Wall Street economists suggests the U.S. economy will not recover from its deepest recession in more than a half century until 2010, and that it is highly dependent on government measures to boost spending and prop up banks. The economy was seen shrinking in 2009 by about 0.6%. The economy is likely to have contracted an annualized 5.3% in the fourth quarter of 2008, the worst performance since the early 1980s, and an even sharper decline than previously thought. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 8,047 is up 98 points. The NASDAQ at 1,466 is up 25.5, now up 25.3. And the S&P 500 is at 817, and it is up 12.65.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgro seed products, including Asgro's new Roundup Ready 2-yield soybeans. Lernard Seed Service provides services to help customers in East Central Illinois maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
Joining us now with a look at the day's agricultural weather is AM 580's Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. First off, South America, Argentina, they did not get any rain in their production areas yesterday or early today. A little change is expected through the rest of the work week, but there could be some relief on the way. Predictions for precipitation across Buenos Aires on Saturday and Sunday, with some areas possibly getting as much as 2 inches of rain. And most of the weekend precipitation elsewhere in Argentina will be anywhere from 1/4 to 3/4 of an inch, maybe just a little bit more, with overall coverage being in the 85 to 90% range. So very few areas will be unaffected by the precipitation. Again, some areas won't get enough to counter the evaporative losses, but there will be some rain out there. Central and eastern Buenos Aires and a small part of Santa Fe and southern Entre Rios will likely get the greatest rainfall. Crop stress eased in those areas, and they will get any areas that get more than a half inch of rain should see the easing of the crop stress for the short term. However, follow-up precipitation is very important since soil conditions are critically dry far down into the ground, and if there is no follow-up precipitation of significance for the region, will quickly return to a stressed environment after just a few days of drying. Again, follow-up storms in Argentina do not look very impressive on the computer models. The computer models have been having a little trouble being consistent here lately. Two weak systems are expected towards the end of the month, and a more significant event is possible February 1st through the 3rd. The precipitation does not look to change in if those precipitation events do not change in future models early in the February, we could see some improvement on conditions. As far as Brazil goes, rain was concentrated yesterday in the region from eastern São Paulo into southern Minas Gerais, with some areas picking up anywhere from a few hundredths of an inch to almost 2/3 of an inch, with the remainder of the nation dry. High temperatures were in the 80s to around 90, except in the far south, where some 70-degree readings were of note. The nation's most significant drying will occur in Bahia and in northeastern Minas Gerais, where a little crop stress may eventually evolve. Temperatures will be near to below average over the coming week, and some warming will occur in the southwestern portion of Brazil Friday into the weekend ahead and into early next week, with some rainfall expected around early next week. For the U.S. Midwest, again, we're keeping an eye on the computer models, and there's a system Well, it's a three-pronged system that could come together, and right now it looks like an organized winter storm will affect the Midwest sometime Tuesday through Thursday of next week, with southern portions of the region now expected to see the greatest precipitation. There's another storm that computer models are pegging for the first 3 days of February, but we'll keep an eye on that. Yesterday was mostly dry. We did have a few scattered light snow showers across the Midwest. High temperatures were in the teens and 20s in most areas, but big warming to the west, and that will start to move into the region. Friday and Saturday nights will be the coldest ahead, with low temperatures in the negative teens from North Dakota into portions of South Dakota and central Wisconsin. Lows will drop to around zero from northeastern Nebraska all the way into parts of northern Illinois, and lows in single digits with teens elsewhere. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 582 and a quarter, up 2.5. Last trade up 5. At the Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 553, up 3. Last trade up 4.75. May, 566, up 3.25. Last trade up 5.75. July, 579.5, up 5.5. Last trade up 5.5. March corn opened at 382 and a quarter, down 1.25. Last trade down 2.75. May, 394, down 3/4. Last trade down 3.25. July, 404.75, down 3/4. Last trade down 3.5. December, 428.5, down 1.5. Last trade down 2. March beans opened at 990, down 2, last trade down 4. May, 999, down 2, last trade down 3.5. July, 1012.5, up 1.5, last trade down 3. March soybean meal opened at 308.10, down 90, last trade down 60. March soybean oil opened at 33.64, down 27, last trade down 36. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Steve Schilling of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Dave.
As I look at the marketplace and how it has sort of reacted over the first couple of weeks, 3 weeks of the new year, it looks to me like we're beginning to settle into something that looks like a trading range. And if you see that too, what do you think the parameters of that range are?
Well, I think you're partially right. I also think we may be in a full-fledged weather market, whether we like to admit it or not, obviously relating to South America. All eyes have been on the beans down there as the weather goes. I think yesterday was a classic example. They changed some of the weather maps at midday, and we saw what happened to beans, and then beans got put under lots of pressure, pulled corn down with it, and wheat followed too. So the parameters right now, it looks to me like we're stuck in about a 350 to 4.25 corn range until we get more news. Beans, whatever you want to call those, the nearby beans probably somewhere, the resistance support 968 to 1004. And again, we'll just have to see how the weather plays out down there. And today there's really no news out there from what we had heard yesterday.
Is it possible that we, if the weather plays out to in normal weather pattern here on out, that we see a continuation of that range, maybe all the way to the planting intentions report?
That's very possible. Demand will be king again. We're going to see next week, I think, what is it, the Chinese Lunar New Year, mm-hmm. which will pull them out of the market. So next week we won't expect much demand, and they're the ones been buying most of the beans in the world at this point in time. We also have to look on down the road into February sometime. Some of those South America beans will be coming online. And then, of course, we're faced with the prospect of everybody perceives a lot more bean acres here in this country. So demand will be king. How the world is affected with these outside financial markets, those are all things that are going to tie into this overall market picture.
If demand is king, what's going to stimulate this corn market?
You brought up a question that the market keep asking, and they keep going back to that last supply-demand report, and it's really hard for the markets to get bullish corn at this point in time. Maybe a big drop in corn acres, But even with the carryout, it doesn't seem like we're going to run out of corn this year.
Looks like you could lose 2 million corn acres and not blink too hard.
Exactly right. And whether that plays out, it'll depend on spring weather. What does the price of fertilizer do this spring? There's a lot of flex acres out there. And by flex, I mean farmers still have not decided what they're going to plant on lots of acres all through the Midwest. And they will just have to see, again, if the price of fertilizer comes down and what the weather like is this spring.
Why don't you go ahead and give us your thoughts for the opening bell then today?
Well, it's just going to be mixed. It's a lack of direction today. Probably follow the overnight to begin with. A lack of news right now. I suppose the trade in Chicago will have their eyes again on the weather forecast in South America over the noon hour, and we'll probably go from there, to be honest with you.
All right, Steve, you have a great day.
You too.
That's Steve Schilling, and he is with Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. And he joins us every Wednesday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. Just a quick reminder, we will be in Pontiac at the Elks Club this evening for another one of our free AM 580 agricultural panels. The panels get underway about 6:15, and we have two of them. We have one on property and one on commodities. We hope you go to both. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.